Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and I want to welcome you to the year 2019. If you are indeed listening to this, then you have been fortunate enough to be bringing in the new year. And I know I've been a little MIA, had a little family time. We took a little vacation right around Christmas time. Oh, and I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I hope everybody had the chance to be with family and loved ones and reflect on the wonderful year that was 2018 and just appreciate what you accomplished, things that you've learned, and where you want to go for the next year. So big welcome to everybody. This is 2019, brand new year. I myself don't do any, resolutions, new year resolutions. I feel if you're going to do something like that, maybe you should start it back in October or somewhere between August, September, October. If you want to start building up a new habit, start it then. So that way, when the new year starts, it'll be something hardwired and ingrained in your daily process. So anyway, like I said, I hope everybody had a good one. I want to give a shout out to our partner, Organifi. Still on the Organifi, the green juice, the gold juice. They've got all kinds of different products up there. They now have a chocolate gold juice. Pretty amazing. Go ahead and give yourselves a new start to the new year with your body taking a break from all the good food that I know that you had during the Christmas holidays and over New Year's. Organifi will help your body clean all of that stuff out. It'll help you feel better, give you mental clarity. All of the above, it'll be like your daily dose of your greens and your essential vitamins and things like that. So check out OrganifiShop.com, promo code DeCourcy15. You get 15% off of your entire order. And as usual, I'll have all that information in the show notes. So now that that's out of the way, let me start by telling you a funny story, and then I'm going to tie it into what I would like for the message of this podcast to be. So I remember one time I was in high school, and I graduated in 1991, so that gives you a little insight to how old I am. But this was around 1990, maybe 1989. I think I was a junior. So here I am, a junior, not really good social skills, didn't really know how to talk to people, and of course this story is going to be about a girl. So there was this girl I had a crush on. Really devastating crush. Let's call her Lady T, because I don't want to give out any information, as this is a true story. But I was never much into fashion. I was never much into having quote-unquote game, so I had no idea what I was doing when it came to trying to attract somebody of the opposite sex. So one morning I woke up and I decided I'm going to go to school, I'm going to impress this young lady, I'm going to get her to go out on a date with me, or I'm going to at least talk to her. I hadn't even gotten to the point where I talked to her. I don't even think she knew I was alive, to be honest. I'm not even sure. So I got up, started to get dressed, and for some reason, I thought that, so this outfit that I had on, and I thought this was going to be a cool outfit. I don't know why. I had a button-down shirt, like a kind of a dressy shirt. It was hot outside, and I had on shorts. And back then, high schools didn't have AC, so we just had to bear the heat. So I had on a pair of little shorts, kind of like slack type shorts, I guess they were. I don't want to call them dress shorts, but they were on that level. Oh, Lord. I had a pair of Argyle socks on. Now, these are Argyle socks that were designed to be worn underneath some slacks. I had them with some shorts on. And they're like, I guess they're thigh high. They were thigh high socks, and I had them pulled all the way up. And I had these shoes on that had, like, tassels. I don't want to say they were loafers. They were, like, dress shoes because they had, like, a little heel on them. But they didn't have laces. They had just tassels. They were just slip-on. So if you can imagine, I'm walking around with some dress shoes on, some thigh-high black Argyle socks, a pair of black shorts. And they were kind of short, too. They were, like, 2 inches above my knee. They were those kind of shorts. And I had a tucked in, button down kind of dress shirt. So when I think back, I just want to like smack myself. So anyway, I should have known something was up because I asked my father before I left to go to school. I asked him, how did I look? And he said, oh man, you look fine. You look good. So that could be taken either one of two ways. Either I really look good for a 1970s pimp, or he was trying to set me up. I don't know. To this day, I don't know. Still haven't found out. So anyway, I'm starting to feel a little self-conscious because I'm trying to convince myself, yeah, you look fine, you look good, go on to school. But then there's like this little nagging voice in the back of my head that's like, man, everybody's going to clown you as soon as they see you. As soon as you step out the house, there's going to be just this raging group of people. Your next door neighbors are going to come out of the house and start pointing and laughing at you. That's what was going on in my head. So finally leave out of the house, get to the bus. Nobody says anything. I don't even really see people looking at me. I don't even really see people like paying me any attention. So I get on the bus. My anxiety starts to grow. Heartbeat starts to go get faster. My mouth is starting to get dry. And I just can't remember what possessed me to wear this outfit. Like, the more I think about it, the more upset I get. So I can remember the bus coming to a stop in front of our schools, and it's time to get off of the bus and go into the front doors. I can see all of my students and classmates, and everybody's going on about their day. People laughing about whatever joke or whatever story they're being told. Some people are obviously depressed because we're going into school. It's whatever. It's a regular day. I run off of the bus quickly as I can. I run straight to the bathroom. I mean, before, I don't even know if they still call it homeroom or first period or whatever. But I had my first class to go to. I was late to that class because I stayed in the bathroom. I didn't want to be seen. But I did go into the class, and of course everybody's already there. They're already sitting down. And I still don't notice anybody laughing at me, though. I don't see anybody looking and staring and pointing and sniggering or jeering or anything like that. Still haven't seen that yet. So I get to my classes. I go through my first class fine. I get to my second class fine. Now, the class that I have with Lady T is like sixth period or sixth class. So that's kind of like the end of the day, towards the end of the day. So I had plenty of time to pluck up my courage to think of something interesting to say to her. So I'm going through first period, second period, everything's fine. I'm not getting the laughing and the jeering that I'm thinking that I'm going to get, but I'm still in my mind, I'm still terrified. I'm talking like if anybody was sitting beside me in class, I know they could hear my heart beating. That's how hard it was going off in my chest. I'm talking blood rushing, mouth is dry, got cotton mouth all day. I'm running back and forth to the water fountain because I didn't bring bottled water. We didn't have bottled water like that back then. But I didn't bring one to school anyway. So we get to lunch. You know, lunch is kind of everybody gets together, go to the cafeteria, get their food or whatever. I'm in the lunchroom. And mind you now, in reality, this is a regular day. Like, I'm talking to my friends. We're telling people stories and we're talking about like basketball game. We're talking about Michael Jordan, what he did in a basketball game the night before. We're talking about, and we weren't talking about politics, but we were talking about basketball and we were talking about girls. So it's a regular day. Like, nobody's even really paying me any attention. Nobody's even really looking at me. But in my mind, what I had built up in my mind, I was like the laughing stock of the school. So anyway, we get through lunch. Get to the next class. I think it was like fourth class was after lunch, something like that. So it's getting closer. My heart's pounding even harder. I'm finding it even hard to speak because my mouth is so dry. So here we get to fifth class. And I remember it was my biology class. And it was a teacher that I won't soon forget, Mr. Edwards. And I really didn't pay attention too much in that biology class because I knew the next period I was going to be face to face with Lady T and I had nothing to say. I had nothing clever, nothing funny, nothing, anything like that. And I was still pretty sure that as soon as people saw me walk into the class, they were going to bust out in laughter. So I suddenly come up with this story to say that I was sick and I needed to go to the nurse's office. So, of course, in Mr. Edwards' biology class, I ended up leaving halfway through the class and going to the nurse's office. complaining about a stomach ache, which of course wasn't real. I just really chickened out. Like, really, like cowardly lion chickened out. I'm walking through the hall, going to the nurse's office, talking about with a woof and a woof and a roar. That kind of cowardly lion. So I end up going to the nurse's office and I just stay there for the entire day. Like, I didn't even get back on the bus to go home. I think one of my parents had to come get me. Like, I was just so embarrassed. And I don't even know why. I never said anything. I never revealed my plans to anybody about what I was planning on doing. And of course, I never talked to Lady T. Now, I tell you the story because I just want to illustrate a point that a lot of times when we're going through life and we have something that we want to do and we're scared of looking ridiculous or stupid or whatever else we think, and we think that other people are going to harshly judge us, just keep in mind, everybody else has their own thing that they're going through. Everybody else has their own challenges that they're facing. Everybody else thinks that they look ridiculous. Everybody else has their own bubble, and they're basically focused on their own bubble. I had to come to the realization that whatever it was that I was doing, I was not the center of other people's universe. So that led me to start to understand, I have to stop worrying about being judged. I have to stop worrying about, you know, being pointed at or laughed at or somebody talking bad about me or somebody thinking that my clothes look stupid. Now, to this day, I still think I looked ridiculous. Did I look ridiculous? Yeah, I think I did. I still think I did. I should have took a picture of that mess anyway. I'd post that picture up and see if I couldn't get feedback on that picture, but I'll never know. Did I have a chance with Lady T? I'll never know. I never talked to her. I went back to school the next day. Nobody said a word. Nobody said a thing. Nobody talked about the outfit that I had on. Nobody asked me, hey man, what were you thinking yesterday wearing those clothes like that? Like, nobody said anything to the effect. I was not the center of other people's world. So that was just a funny little story about stuff that I'll start to tell little stories of really dumb things that I did in my youth and how I can tie it into how that might have stopped me from doing something. I could have had something great if I'd have just opened my mouth and talked to Lady T and stopped thinking about what somebody would say about me doing this or what kind of outfit I had on or whatever. There's, now that I look back on my short time on this planet, there's a lot of times where I let an opportunity slip away from me because I was scared of what other people were thinking, or I was scared of what other people were going to say. And that is no way to live your life. You can't live your best life if you're thinking about what other people are saying or what other people are thinking about you. Or even if you do look ridiculous in the clothes that you have on, like, who cares? They're just clothes. We're all just people. You're not going to look all 100% put together all the time anyway. So I tell you that story. I hope you got a laugh out of that, because now that I think about it, it was actually very funny. And like I said, to this day, like, I've never asked any of my old high school classmates about it. If anybody, like, hey man, you remember that outfit I had on back in 1990? Like, nobody cares. Nobody's going to remember that. Like, that's not on people's mind because everybody else has their own little bubble. Everybody else has their own little thing that they're worried about. They're trying to get through their day. So what you're doing or might not be doing, even though we live in this world of social media, people are going to talk about you anyway, no matter what you do, but you really are not that important to other people. And I don't mean that to sound harsh, but a lot of times, a lot of us, we're, I guess you could call it being selfish. We're all inwardly focused on things that we need to do or things that we want to get done or how we look or how our makeup looks for women and how our hair looks a lot of time for guys. Or, you know, did I leave out the house and I forgot to brush my teeth? Did my breath stink? Like, that's what everybody's worried about themselves. So, wanted to tell you that quick story. Take a quick break, and I'll be right back. All right, so, brand new into 2019, I'm not sure how everybody's New Year rituals go, but this year I don't want to become victim of the whole routine of setting up New Year's resolutions and you're going hard in January and in February you're going half hard and by the time March comes, like, it's done. So I already know how it is. Like, the gyms are probably packed this time of the year. I see a whole bunch of people out, like, walking and bicycling because we've had a bit of a warm time. Let me tell you something. During my little vacation, we did go to Florida, and we did do Christmas and Disney and things like that, Universal Studios. I am a humongous Harry Potter fan, so I just went straight to Universal. I wanted to stay there. I could have stayed in Hogsmeade and Diagon Alley the entire 5 days that we were down there. I didn't need to see anything else. No Jurassic Park, no King Kong. I did want to see the superheroes, though, because, you know, I like Spider-Man and the Hulk and Thor and all of them. But anyway, it was pretty warm where I am, so seeing a whole lot of people out doing their walking and their jogging and their exercising, and I know a lot of that dies off by the time we hit February or March. So I know I said earlier I don't really buy into the New Year's resolution deal, and for that particular reason. What I believe, instead of making a resolution, you really just have to take a couple of steps in a direction that you want to go and master one step and do that like every 10 days. And then every 10 days, add another little small step. And then another 10 days after that, add another little small step. A lot of people, we have to take something on in baby steps in order to make it a habit. Because if you just try to change a habit from the 31st of December until the 1st of January, and you try to pile all these new activities into how you're living, that's not going to work. You're not going to be able to maintain that. That's not the way the human beings operate. So this year, as well as going forward with personal development, I would like for more people to understand the fact that they have to self-assess. They have to realize who they are and who they are not. For me personally, this is going to be the year of living in truth. This isn't going to be a year where I'm going to be doing what I think that other people want to see or hear out of me. This is going to be the year where I am actually going to develop myself and my skills. Even at my age, I'm still, like, not quote unquote there as far as, like, finding myself and knowing everything that I want. I don't think there is a such thing. I think as long as you're alive on this planet, you're still finding out new things about yourself. You still have the opportunity to push yourself to new boundaries and uncover new hidden talents and skills that you have. That's not something that you accomplish by the time you're 30 or 40 or maybe even 50 or 60. Although there's all kinds of people every day that discover different things about themselves, or they discover something that they were able to do that they've never been able to do their entire lives, no matter how old they are. So this year, for myself personally, I'm going to make it my own personal mission to assess who I am, assess where I am standing. And if I have a goal that I want to reach, I need to make those baby steps in order to get it. So, say for instance, since I am a bigger guy, if I did want to start working out, I'm not going to have the lifestyle that I had like on the 31st of December in 2018, and then all of a sudden try to go to the treadmill and jog on it for 2 miles, and try to do that 2 miles in like 30 minutes. Like, that's not realistic. And if I am able to accomplish that, I'm not going to be able to maintain that because that's not what my body is used to. I'm going to have to do something like go outside and walk for 20 minutes and then do that 20-minute walk for like 10 days or so. And then after that, walk for 30 minutes and do that for 10 more days. And then, I don't know, maybe do something like go out and walk for 30 minutes, but incorporate a jog, like jog for like 3 minutes, like without stopping. I don't know, something like that. If that's what I was to do, that's the baby steps that I'm talking about. And the part about self-assessing is realizing that I've kind of lived a sedentary lifestyle for a long time. I'm not going to be able to get out there and just start running tomorrow. Like, I'm not going to be able to run that mile in 8 minutes by February 22nd. Like, if you set a goal like that, you're setting yourself up for failure. And you're not setting yourself up to have a long lifestyle change in order to get to where you want to go, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lifestyle change. And that's all of us. All of us, if we have something that we want to change, you have to do it slowly. You have to do it gradually. You have to have it, give it time to work itself into your daily routine. So I invite everybody to join me this year in increasing that muscle of being able to self-assess who we are, where we are, the gifts that we have, instead of wishing that we had other gifts. Like, I'm not going to sit here and watch TV and wish that I had the basketball skills of LeBron James. That's not going to happen. I'm not LeBron James. I have other gifts that I have to offer. I have my own gifts. You have your own gifts. Whoever's listening to this, you have your own gifts. You all are equally important. And just because somebody makes a whole lot of money with their gift, that doesn't make them any more or less important than anybody else. So that's what I want 2019 to be about. Let's level the playing field and let's stop thinking that somebody is so far above or ahead us because they make money or because they have a lot of things or because they have somebody that we wish that we could be with. Like, none of that stuff matters. What matters, where you are, and realistically, where you are, where you want to go, and what you're going to do in order to get there. So having said that, I'm going to wrap this episode up of the Uplifting Words podcast. I thank you so very much for joining me. I think I've got some big things coming up dealing with the podcast this year and my YouTube channel. I'm definitely getting back into doing that because, you know, I love my cooking and I love to film myself cooking. So be sure to follow me on Facebook. I have a Facebook group. I'm going to link that in the show notes. And don't forget about our partner, Organifi. If you want to get your daily dose of your essential vitamins and your greens and beets and all of that, that's in the Organifi. I invite you to check out OrganifiShop.com. I'll also have that in the show notes. You'll be able to click on it and just go straight there. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 to get 15% off of your entire order. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys very much for joining me, and I will see you in the next one.